where they're at and what they're doing, and tell us a little bit about the living conditions over there. Would you please?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor Mosley wanted me to just share with you my testimony from last night. He brought tissues for me. But when we went to the Philippines, everything there is just completely different. And, you know, just to get adjusted to the heat, it's very hot there. It's 99% humidity and 115 degrees. So when you go outside, it's not a dry heat. You literally feel like you're just stepping into the shower again. And when we first got there, we stayed in our hotel, and, you know, I just want to say I'm very thankful for my husband, because he traveled all over the whole entire city with me, and he said, I want you to go, and I want you to pick out our housing, because he wanted to make sure that I felt safe with my family and with my children. You know, mostly, like I shared last night, we stayed in a hotel, but we would always walk down the street to this local market, and we would buy fruits and vegetables, and my family loves lots of fruit. Usually when Mike comes home from the markets, my whole entire kitchen looks like the fruit stand. He has fruit all over the counters and on the top of the refrigerator and everywhere. But there was this one place, it was a cemetery with a 6-foot wall all the way around it. And we always, every time we'd walk by, my husband, he kept saying, we gotta go inside. And the first time that we walked into that cemetery, there was things that I had never saw before. And, you know, I sat just like you in missions conferences my whole life growing up, and I would see DVD presentations, and you see those needs, but until you actually see them, you know, the Bible verse where it says the eye affecteth the heart, literally those things that I saw, I had never saw before. And I can tell you right now that they changed me as a person. And, you know, I never prepared our family for when we landed in America to I never expected to be in such culture shock. And when we landed, everyone in the whole plane knew that we were from America and we had been gone out of the country, because Dixie Mae and Annabelle had their blinds in their window, and Dixie Mae goes, Mom, look, there's a house. It's beautiful. It's big. And everyone in the whole plane, literally, when we got off in Atlanta, everyone just parted and they all said, go, just go see your family. Just go. And, you know, just to come here and me to go into a grocery store and to see, to have the options, I weep. My mom cooked a big, huge dinner for us on a Sunday afternoon, and I sat there and weep because I think of our pastor friends who literally tell us, have sat in my living room and told me, I pray for daily food for my family. So, you know, coming back here was very overwhelming to our family. And, you know, whenever we went inside of that cemetery, to see the people literally sleeping inside of the tombstones, it literally broke my heart. And I thought, how? How could people literally sleep amongst the dead? It literally was beyond my comprehension. And it was moms and dads. And this mom had 3 little kids that was piled up inside of this tombstone. And what they do, they chisel out the corners so they can crawl up inside of there and sleep, just to have somewhere safe, especially at nighttime. A lot of people come in and abuse the people who live in the cemetery. So they'll try to just chisel a small hole enough to crawl up inside of. And they literally, I shared last night, they take fishnets, and they make little homemade hammocks out of the fishnets in the corner of the tombstones just to lay their babies in, so that they don't have to lay in the dirt. And we have rats there that are literally about 16-pound rats. On our island, we do. And I tell people, the only way I can tell the difference between a rat and a cat is by looking at their tail. That's how big they are, literally. And so I'm sure that the moms probably put them in the fishnets, you know, to protect them from the rats that are there inside of the cemetery. And the first Saturday that we went back into the cemetery and we took porridge. And my husband shared it again in Sunday school this morning, but, you know, I just have to share with you again, we took porridge in, and when we would run out of the cups, they literally would pour them on their holy flip-flops. And they just sit there and keep eating and drinking, and they want you to fill up their cups so they can save it later on for during the week. They don't want anything to go to waste. And, you know, I just thought I would share really quick. In America, we throw food away. And in the Philippines, you see people going through trash cans. Those people who live in the cemeteries, they go out and beg on the streets in the daytime, and they dig through the trash cans. But in the Philippines, they don't throw food away. So those people cannot dig through the trash cans and find food to eat. They'll find trash and old bottles and they'll melt them down and make these beautiful boats out of plastic bottles, and they'll go and they'll knock on your windows in the streets and, Mom, Victoria, isn't this beautiful? And they just try to sell whatever they can. And my first Bible lesson that I had there in the cemetery, I was telling the people, I said, did you know that there's a God who loves you? And that he loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. And it was literally, you could have heard a pin drop, because everyone is so intently listening. And I'm telling you, it's just, to see the things there and the need is beyond. The Lord just kept telling our husband and I, you know, you've got to do something. Somebody has to do something. And we're like, we're nobody. We don't have enough funds to help these people. But somebody needs to do something. And the Lord kept telling us, it's you. It's you. I've sent you here to help these people. And we just said, okay, God, we don't know how. We don't know how to do anything. And we gave it to the Lord. And since we've been here in America, to travel and share the need to the people and to just watch the Lord provide, even like he did last night. You know, like I said in my testimony, it's an honor. It's an honor to serve the Lord. And I know those people in those cemeteries think when we were leaving, they said, Pastor Mike, Ma'am Victoria, how will you remember me? They said, will you remember me? Will you forget me? And we told them, no, we will not forget and we will come back. I said, it might seem like a long time, but we will be back. You know, I think about them sitting there right now and they think that we have forgotten about them. But to see how the Lord has provided for these homes every step of the way, and for me to be able to teach these people reading and writing every day and Bible stories, and I can't wait till the day that we land in Cebu and we get to go into that cemetery and just to give them that hope that they've been holding on to forever. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor, very much for everything that the church has done for our family.
Thank you. I don't know if you're...